Joe, what's
Mike made a comment to us the other day that we shouldn't focus on who's for the ones and the twos, which is like telling my kids not to do something. He's going to do it anyway. But you know, for 3 days in a row there, you went house and king and Q on the inside. What is your plan for working those guys with the ones, and what are you really trying to accomplish, and what's your philosophy there?
I'm just trying to get a group of right now six guys to go against 12, and I roll them different ways. So when I know that 12's coming in, I have two groups working, independent of each other, really. You know, I just put the groups how I want them. But I'm trying to get them as much experience going against Aaron as possible. Then when the guys that aren't in that five or six guys, when they show that they're deserving to be in there, they'll get those reps versus Aaron and seven. So that's basically what I'm doing.
Along with Jason's question about having things, but you did have King with the starters. I mean, he had practiced really once for you. What did he show you in such a brief time to earn that chance to go against 12? Or are you just trying to see if he's up to the task?
I'm trying to see. I'm trying to figure it out. He's here for a reason, and I'm not going to play around. And I'm going to see if he can do it or not. If he can, he won't. If he can, he will. And so I've been pleased with what he's done thus far. With his length, a lot of balls don't even go his way. I'm going to ask Aaron to throw more his way just to see if he can cover. But he hasn't given up many completions. But at the same time, when you see 6'3 over there pressed up, balls don't go that way. They go other places. But, you know, he's been opposite House, and House hasn't given up anything either. So I've been pleased with what those two guys have done. And Q's practiced better than all of them. So those three guys together has been outstanding so far.
What did Rollins do this offseason to earn position Scott right now starting camp?
Just pretty much outplayed everybody. I mean, what he did away from me, I don't know. But during the offseason, he outplayed everybody. And right now, he's doing the same thing. So it's been good.
I was talking to Devon yesterday. He said that Josh Hawkins has made as many plays as anybody so far.
You know what? Josh is doing better. I don't know if he's made as many plays as anybody. You know, the three guys I mentioned have played well, but Josh is getting better. What he's not doing is he's not giving up plays, and that's where we had to have a start from. We gave up way too many explosive passes, especially on the outside. I think we've done a good job in camp holding vertical control when we're in team tight periods. The balls that have gone up, the ones that have been caught have been competitive. They had a couple opportunities that there were overthrows early, I think on the first day, that we weren't in competitive situations. But everything else, maintaining vertical control on the outside, I think Hawk has done a better job of that. But not just him, the whole group. And that's something that we really concentrated on, because I understand with how we played last year, we're going to get tested in that area early. I would, if I was the offensive coordinator of a team that's about to play us, I would make sure that, hey, that they shored up the vertical control issue that we had last year. And if we continue to practice the way that we have been, hopefully we'll be able to pull some of those balls off. Because my thought process is throw the vertical ball and we'll go intercept it. So that's how I believe.
You haven't had really any issue with playing Quentin on the perimeter, playing him in the slot. What is it that he does that makes him so comparable?
Right now, he's just playing well. I mean, Quentin, I asked him yesterday, because once I found out that Kevin wasn't practicing, I said, where do you want to play, outside or inside? He said, I don't care. So I said, well, you go play outside and I'll have the inside. And he played well. He's quick. You could tell his core issues are taken care of. He's fluid. You can see the explosiveness out of his breaks. And so the kick is coming in with a focus that our standard of play wasn't there last year. And he's a very prideful man. He hasn't said two words. He's just been working. And that's what I like. We don't need a lot of talk. We got to get to work and prove that we can play to the standard of this room. And hopefully we'll continue to do that.
Quentin and Demaryius getting a lot of reps inside. How do you like them as blitzers?
Haven't seen enough of it yet.
Joe, you've always run a really strict shooter with us, and whether it's good or bad, you're pretty straightforward. For you to say what you said about Quentin,
has he blown you away a little bit? Because you talked about in the offseason about how he probably practiced the best of anyone, and now you're saying the same thing a week into training camp. Are you, I mean, pleased, surprised, a little bit shocked that he's taken?
I'm not shocked. I don't know if pleased is the right word either. It's the fact that this is what's needed. I've mentioned many times the quarterback and cornerbacks play well, we win, okay? We have a chance to win Super Bowls if those two groups play well. So I don't necessarily get excited when we do our job. Now, our job is to make sure that we can cover those guys out there man-to-man and let everybody else go do what they do. And when they do throw the ball at us, we pull it off of them. All right. He made a heck of a play on Randall up the seam. That was an exciting play. That was a woo splash type play. Now we need more of that. All right. But the thing that I've been most pleased with the group this training camp so far is the explosive plays are down, and the ones that, you know, they're not giving explosive plays outside. Our completion percentage is down. Okay, that's one thing. Typically, we pull the ball off of people, and we don't allow people to catch a lot of balls. And if we can clean up the explosives, we'll be back into a top five group like we should be. Okay, and so not to, you know, try to take anything away from what Quentin has done, but that's our job. Our job is to play at that level for this team to be successful.
The addition of House and then King's body type and his foot speed, can you see yourself being a real more effective press team this year than you've been?
What do you mean than we've been?
Than you've been, more effective.
Just last year or before last year? Because before last year, if you go back and look at it, we don't give up completions. I mean, since I've been here, we're number four. We don't give up completions. That's what we don't do. So last year is last year, all right? That's, you know, even we were talking during the offseason, I was like, no, I'm not even worried about last year. That's last year, okay? I'm going to focus on our style of what we've done because not making any excuses, but injuries, this, that, and the third, you know, that's what it was last year, all right? We've been a hands-on, low completion, high intercept team. We got to control explosives, okay? And that's just what we've been since I've been here. And you can go look it up, and that's what it's been. So I don't know if I'm answering your question or not, but I'm not gonna look at what happened last year when you lose your best player, all right, and Sam, your second best player goes somewhere else, okay, and then your three young guys, two of them have surgery, and then another guy comes in, he has surgery, and another guy comes in, he goes on injured reserve. That's a difficult year, okay.
Body type you've got now, you know, House is a bigger guy, King's a bigger guy. Does that allow you to do more of it, or you're going to do it no matter what anyway?
We're going to do it. Our plan is to get up and press. Sam was a little guy, but he pressed pretty much every time. Tremont was little, he pressed. When Wood is a bigger guy, he pressed. You know, House when he was here before. That's our style. It's pretty much trying to get hands-on as much as possible, as much as we can.
Two more questions, please.
So where's Ladarius at right now? What do you need to see for him to kind of thrust himself back in the...
Ladarius is no different than anybody else in the room. I mean, I've said it for years, you know, the ones that are playing the best are going to get the higher reps. And I think his last two practices are starting to come back to being what I wanted to see from him. The first couple, that's not what I wanted to see. And so the reps reflected that, all right? I'm very transparent with how I am in that room. And there are no secrets. And you know, you have to perform, and everything matters, all right? We're trying to make sure that we're ready to play good football against the good quarterbacks. Bad quarterbacks, they're going to throw you the ball. They're going to make mistakes. The good quarterbacks see all your mistakes. And if you make them, they're going to capitalize on them. And that's what we're trying to prepare for.
Do you change that board? The order's different every day.
But the thing is, the room really sets itself. I put it up there every day. I rank every practice, do the regression. Hey, the top three guys on there, they'll go out there with the ones, and the next three guys will go out there, and that's how, hey, it is what it is. it sets itself.
Quick question to follow up on Jason's about Ladarius. Did he take it personally that two perimeter corners were brought in during the offseason?
I don't care if he did or didn't. I mean, it is what it is.
I mean, just meant from an attitude standpoint, how does he?
Yeah, you got to ask him. I don't know what he would take personally or not. I know Ladarius is a good football player. He's very prideful, and he's going to help this football team. I do know that. But I don't care if anybody takes anything personal. You know, that's not my concern right there. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to win a Super Bowl. That's all I care about. Then we all can smile and have a great time.